Well, Mike, the 2015 draft is over. In as few words as possible, what did the Packers get?
Well, they got the inside linebacker that everybody was hoping for and counting on. Yeah, fourth round, Jake Ryan out of Michigan. He's going to come in and compete for a job right away. You got your developmental potential backup quarterback in Brett Hundley, traded up for him. You got some special teams help, I think, in the sixth round with those three sixth-round picks, a fullback, a defensive lineman, and a tight end. So a lot of action on Saturday. One fewer pick than we thought because of the trade-up, but a lot of action today.
Okay, they got the two cornerbacks they needed to replace the two cornerbacks they lost.
Yeah.
They got the kickoff returner they didn't have.
Yeah.
Okay. They got the inside linebacker that everyone was manic to acquire.
The safety position of
and
last year was by inside the way, linebacker this year.
And by the way, that's right. And by the way, Jake Ryan was a guy I had mentioned.
Yeah, you mentioned him last night right here.
Last night's video. Yeah, that was my pick. I'm going to take credit for that.
All right. I'll give it to you.
They got the young quarterback Mike McCarthy has coveted. He can now do his magic wand developmental stuff.
First one they've drafted in a few years.
And they got three guys in the sixth round who will be given a chance to make the team on special teams. And that's one of the themes of this draft class. Ted Thompson said the theme, or Mike McCarthy said the theme was take good football players. Well, I have a feeling that there was an added dimension to that theme. It was take good football players who also play special teams.
Yeah, there were some changes made to the coaching staff a couple months ago that they expect to help on special teams, and now this weekend they made some changes in personnel that they think can help on special teams.
Mike, what will be the impact of this draft class on the 2015 season?
Well, that's the crystal ball thing that's hard to get at, but I would say my guess right now, Demarius Randall, he might be your slot corner guy in the dime in this defense. Mm-hmm. Dom Capers likes to use a lot of sub packages. You could see him on the field. Talked about Jake Ryan competing possibly for a starting job, a two-down, maybe even three-down role at inside linebacker. The kick return job, Ty Montgomery. Hard to say how many passes he'll catch on offense as a rookie with this deep receiving core, but he is a kickoff returner, and I think that could change things. And as we talked about, special teams in general, coverage guys, this fullback from Oklahoma, Aaron Ripkowski, Mike McCarthy called him a four-core special teams player. He played on all the special teams in college. He could be one of those young, developing leaders in that area.
I still tend to look at draft classes futuristically.
Yeah, I think that's natural.
I mean, this team has gotten so much immediate contribution from rookies such as David Bakhtiari and Corey Linsley, not to mention Eddie Lacy. I mean, last year Richard Rodgers did a lot of good things for
Micah Hyde a couple years ago.
I think it's unfair
to
expect this draft class to contribute what all the things you just said.
I think those are the possibilities, but we don't know if it's going to happen.
If they can get a third cornerback out of those first two guys, that's a home run in 2015. If they can get a kickoff returner out of Ty Montgomery, that's a win. That's a big win. I don't need him to catch passes. Just, you know, give them that kickoff returner that DeJuan Harris wasn't. Mike, who's your favorite player in this draft class?
Well, I think the fans are going to say their favorite pick is Jake Ryan, so I am going to go with Ty Montgomery because of that kickoff return situation. I think he alone could allow the Packers to start a lot of offensive possessions in much better shape than the 20-yard line, which is what we saw a lot last year.
Okay, with all due respect to Jake Ryan, my favorite player is Brett Hundley because I want to see what the coach can do with a young quarterback. I'm excited about this.
And with that, thanks for staying with us with all the coverage on Packers.com for the last 3 days. That's a wrap, Vic.
Goodbye, 2015 draft.
And tell us who your favorite pick is in the comments below.